أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لسبأ في مسكنهم آية جنتان عن يمين وشمال كلوا من رزق ربكم واشكروا له بلدة طيبة ورب غفور صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about two of his servants, two Nabis of Allah, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam and Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, two Nabis whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given exceptional favors and boons upon them, and they had appreciated each one of these favors of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and they remained obedient to Allah, expressing their gratitude and appreciation. Here in these ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speak about the people of Sabah, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows us the direct contrary, that Allah had given them everything and yet they became disobedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَئٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٍ. Surely for the people of Sabah, in their dwellings, in their living places, there was an ayah, a sign of the greatness of Allah, the kindness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the compassion of Allah, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, when He gives bighayri hisab, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala continues to give. These people of Sabah, who were they? The commentators have explained that Sabah in actual fact was the name of a person. Some say it was the title that was given to the kings of Yemen, like how Tubba was given. And Sabah himself was the name of a person who was known as Abdus Shams As-Sabah. He was, according to some historical details, a very pious person. And he himself had heard and learnt about the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he also expressed his eagerness that if he would live till the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would bring iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some say that he was the same person that had written in poetic form a letter to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was passed on from generation to generation. This qawm of Sabah, these people of Sabah, they lived in Yemen, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had sent down approximately 13 Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam to them, and these Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam continuously reminded them about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Initially they were a nation and a people that remained obedient to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, but like other communities, they wavered from the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had granted them very, very great ni'mats. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had granted them ni'mats insofar as this dunya is concerned, and insofar as deen was concerned. These Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam is living proof of that ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spiritually. Now in Yemen, they lived in a place called Ma'rib, and there were two mountains, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala would send down abundant rain, and this rain used to cause floods in this place of Ma'rib, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given their leaders that amount of guidance that they should build up a dam, and so that water will be dammed. And hence, in some narrations, the person that was in the forefront of all this was Bilqis, that we spoke about in Surah Namal, the Queen of Sheba. She was amongst the forefront of those people that had this dam built. And we speak about those days that the walls were put up, and then they had three great gates on this wall. Gate right on the top, a gate below that, and right in the bottom. So when the dam would fill up, then they would open the gate on the top and allow that water to flow out, and they would utilize that water for the irrigation. And then when the level of the dam would go down, they would open the middle gate, and then that water will flow out and it will be used. and then the bottom gate, and by then it will be the next year's rain seasons again, and again the dam will fill up. So there was never a shortage of water. Together with that, there is also one narration that they created a tank in and within this dam, from which 12 canals were taken out, and that will go throughout the entire city. And in those days, each and every citizen would have sufficient water for himself, sufficient water for his irrigation. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them that amount of intellectual capacity that they were able to save this water, utilize this water. On those mountainous areas, on the both sides, they began to irrigate the land, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them abundant barakah insofar as the irrigations were concerned, the farmings were concerned, trees and fruit and vegetations of all kind and all sorts were found, to this extent that it is said that if a woman placed a basket on her head and she walked from one side of these gardens to the other without using her hand, the fruit will fall into that basket, and by the time she comes out, that basket was filled. In other words, such an abundance and plentiful of ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the people. The next ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed upon them was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created a climatical condition that was totally suitable to the people. It was not extremely hot, it was not extremely cold, to this extent that not even creatures that would harm a person like snakes or scorpion or lice could be breathed in such a place. And a very healthy climate it was, to this extent that some ulama had written that if a person had come with some kind of creatures on him, for example lice, and as soon as he would enter into this region, then that lice will also die. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given them all these various and different ni'mats, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these ni'mats, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that amongst the ni'mats that is mentioned here, jannatani an yamini wa shimal, that two gardens, one on the right and on the left. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these two gardens. When we look at it and we speak of contour farming, when we speak about damming, all this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them, and Allah's command was kulu mir rizqi rabbikum washkurula, eat from the rizq, eat from the sustenance of your Rabb, the sustenance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you in such great abundance. But together with that, become appreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Show your gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we discussed that the gratefulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is total obedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Utilize your bodies according to the commandments of Allah by performing salat. Utilize your tongues by making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Utilize your wealth by giving out your charities and your zakat. And in every way, utilize whatever Allah has given you according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In short and brief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted from them the iman, and Allah wanted the amal. But obviously, this community had wavered from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala concludes this ayah, baldatun tayyiba wa rabbun ghafoor, that this is a city that is a land that is good. In other words, in every form and every kind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them the best of land. And together with that, wa rabbun ghafoor, Allah had granted them a Rabb, like Allah has given us, that is ghafoor, that is most forgiving. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that we will break the commandments of Allah. Sometimes there may be deficiencies in our ibadat. Sometimes there may be deficiencies in us showing gratitude to Allah. Sometimes we may break the commandments of Allah by becoming disobedient. All that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rabbun ghafoor, and that Rabbi ghafoor will most certainly forgive. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the various ni'mats, the ni'mat of the land, the ni'mat of the fruit and food and sustenance that Allah had given, and the greatest of all ni'mats, the Rabb that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.